Hey Krishna. So Krishna is telling Arjuna a very, very important concept, making him realize a very, very important concept of body and soul. And this is a very nice counter argument for Arjuna's first argument for not fighting. That is, they're all my relatives. How can I fight with them? How can I kill them? He was overwhelmed with compassion. So Krishna is telling him about a very, very important thing, that why are you lamenting for these bodies? Now let's go deeper and try to understand from the next verse of what is body and what is soul. And Krishna, in fact, in each and every verse from now, is going to take us deeper and deeper and deeper in this particular concept of body and soul. Now let's see verse number 12. नत्वे वाहं जातु नाशं नत्वं नेमे जनाधिपाः न चैव न भविष्यामः सर्वे वयमतः परम्। सो हियर कृष्णा इज सेइंग, नाउ कृष्णा इज टॉकिंग अबाउट हिमसेल्फ फर्स्ट। ही इज सेइंग न तु एवं अहम् जातु नाशम्। सो नेवर देयर वॉज एनी टाइम व्हेन आई डिड नॉट एग्जिस्ट। कृष्णा इज सेइंग दिस। And then he's pointing towards Arjuna and he's saying that Natvam, never there was a time when you didn't exist. And then Krishna, very cleverly, is pointing to all the people who are present on the battlefield, especially the other side whom Arjuna was lamenting for. And he's saying, now all these personalities, na ime janadipaha, never was there a time when these all people did not exist. So Krishna is talking about past and present, anyways, they are seeing. So now Krishna is talking about future. What is he saying? Nachaivana bhavishyamaha sarve vayamatah param. So he's saying, bhavishyamaha sarve vayam. So in future also, there will never be a time when all these personalities will not exist. He's saying that even in future, like present, they will all exist. I will be there, you will be there, and all these personalities will be there. So this is what is the shloka that Krishna is talking about. This particular shloka is a very important shloka to have a clear understanding of our identity, individuality. Unfortunately, you know, throughout the whole world, there is a philosophy called Mayavad philosophy, which is spread. So it's Mayavad philosophy, it says that once a person gets liberated, he merges in the light, he merges in Brahman. And lots of nice analogies are given. Like the river flows and it goes into the ocean, merges with the ocean, and the river loses its identity. Similarly, after liberation, what happens? The soul merges with the super soul. Atma merges with Paramatma. But this particular verse Krishna is talking about, he's clearing all these concepts very, very clearly. Let's dive deep and try to understand one by one so that we are not misled by all the other bogus philosophies. Now, from Katha Upanishad and Shvetashvatara Upanishad, there is one nice shloka that is given. Nityo nityanam chetanaschetananam eko bahunam yo vidadati kaman. So it says, Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam. There is one personality, you know, who is eternal, who is he's full of consciousness, and he is the one who is maintaining everyone. Who is that? Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And eko bahunam, so bahunam, so there are many, many living entities. They are also eternal, nitya, and they are also having that consciousness, chetana, but they are maintained by Krishna. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead is an individual and each and every other living entity is an individual. Now Mayavadis, they have got lots and lots of arguments. Let's see a few of the arguments and counter arguments for the same. So now they might say, okay, see, individuality is there. We also agree that individuality is there. But individuality is there in the conditioned state, not in the liberated state. Now what will be the argument for this? Here Prabhupada writes, see, Krishna says clearly herein that in the future also the individuality of the Lord and others as it is confirmed in Upanishads, will continue eternally. See, this word eternally is very important. So eternally, we are going to be individuals. Now in this conditioned state, when we are in the cycle of birth and death, we are individuals. But when we break the cycle of birth and death, even after that, we will remain individuals. We will not lose our identity. This is the first one. Now they might say that, okay, see, individuality, we agree that individuality is there. But individuality is actually material. It's not spiritual. They might say this. So the answer to this is given here, that if this is an argument, then how can one distinguish Krishna's individuality? Krishna affirms his individuality in the past, confirms his individuality in the future also. See, who is Krishna? Very clearly in Brahma Samhita it is given, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachit Ananda Vigraha. So Krishna is completely spiritual. His Chit Ghan, completely spiritual. There is no trace of matter in him. Okay. Now if the Mayavadis are saying that individuality is material, then how can we comprehend Krishna's individuality? Yes. So if Krishna is an individual and is completely spiritual, then even all the living entities who are spiritual, all the spirit souls, they are also individual. This is what we understand, you know, from this particular statement. And how can we accept Krishna's statements? Why should we accept Krishna's statements? If Krishna is accepted as an ordinary conditioned soul in individual consciousness, then his Bhagavad Gita has no value as authoritative scripture. Then why are we doing the shloka a day? Why are we reading shloka by shloka and things like that? If he is also an individual, like he is also a conditioned soul like us, then no, why should we hear from a conditioned soul? We are reading Bhagavad Gita, trying to understand Bhagavad Gita, because it is told by, or it is given by, the great personality, Lord Sri Krishna, who is the supreme personality of Godhead, who is eternally liberated, who is the maintainer of everyone, who is not touched by matter in any ways. So we are reading Bhagavad Gita and trying to understand, right? Now they might have another argument saying, see, this particular plurality which is mentioned in this verse refers to body, not soul. So Krishna is saying me, you and all the Janadipaha, all the kings. So here actually Krishna is talking about body. But why will Krishna talk about body? In the previous verse, no, he's very clear. Asochan anvasochastvam pragyavadamsha bhashase. Oh Arjuna, why are you lamenting? No, for gatasuna gatasumscha. Why are you lamenting? No, for living or dead? Because all these are personalities who are eternal. And what you are lamenting for is you're lamenting for body. So in the previous verse, Krishna has sufficiently condemned about the concept of this body and having this conception that I am the body. He has condemned very, very clearly in the previous verse. So why will he again talk about body here? Right. So if Mayavadi say that, no, this is about body, this soul, this entire sloka is about the body. So we need to understand it cannot be about the body, because Krishna has condemned the concept of body or the concept of we being the body in the previous verse itself. Right. So in this way we see that this Mayavad philosophy which is there, which says that we lose our individuality when we break the cycle of birth and death, is incorrect. Even after we get liberated, we are individuals. Krishna is an individual. There is no concept of merging anywhere. So we are individuals, Krishna is individual, and we serve Krishna with love and devotion. This is a very, very important thing to understand. So these personalities who are trying to understand Bhagavad Gita like this, you know, with you know, various concoctions, they're compared to honeybees. So they're compared to honeybees and they're trying, you know, to taste the honey from the outside of the bottle. So bottle is locked, completely sealed, and the person is trying to lick the bottle from outside. So they'll never be able to taste Bhagavad Gita. Who are the ones who can understand Bhagavad Gita? Only devotees of Krishna can understand Bhagavad Gita. In fact, Krishna will very, very emphatically mention this point in 4th chapter. Bhaktosi me sakha cheti. Krishna says, only my devotees will be able to understand this particular amazing, glorious literature, Bhagavad Gita. And who are devotees? The ones who chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, ones who read Bhagavad Gita. They are devotees. And with time, you know, when we keep chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on regular basis, we will get that amazing consciousness level. We will get that mercy of the Lord by which we'll be able to understand the Bhagavad Gita in the right perspective and not get deviated by various other philosophies. A very important learning from this particular verse. Last few lines. Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, has forbidden us to read commentations made by Mayavadis and warns that one who takes to such an understanding of the Mayavadi philosophy loses all power to understand the real mystery of the Gita. See, fortunately, we all have got natural inclination for bhakti, natural inclination towards Bhagavad Gita, natural inclination towards Krishna. This is very, very rare in this age of Kali Yuga. Somehow, by Lord's mercy, now we have got this natural inclination. But when we hear anything and everything, because nowadays we have got so many videos around, so many so-called spiritualists are speaking. But then, if we are not careful, and if we hear Mayavadi speaking, we will lose that natural inclination, and with time, we'll go out of bhakti, and we'll lose the purpose of life, that is, breaking the cycle of birth and death. So the learning from this particular shloka is, we are individuals, Krishna is individual, He was there in the past, in present we are individuals, and in future also, eternally we are going to be individuals, even after breaking the cycle of birth and death. And the second learning is, we have to be very careful in what we are hearing. Whose videos are we seeing? Or from whom are we listening? We should listen to those people who come in the bona fide sampradaya only, who are coming in guru disciplic succession, not the ones who are just, you know, proclaiming themselves to be guru, but they're not referring to Bhagavad Gita and not coming in any parampara. So with this caution, I would like to pause here. And in the next verse, we'll see even more deeper concepts of body and soul. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz. And don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding, and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.